Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week we're talking about how God is faithful. We're actually just coming to a close of our God Is series. We're almost done. And so what we've looked through the Old Testament at the journey of the Israelites to the Promised Land, and now we're going to zoom way ahead to the Israelites established in the Promised Land. We're going to see what happened actually when they lost that. In Jeremiah's time, the prophet Jeremiah, the Israelites actually saw their promised land overrun by other nations and felt like they'd lost everything. We're going to see what kept them going. So this is one of many prophecies where God spoke through a person hundreds of years before Jesus walked the earth about what God was planning for the world in Jesus. So this was given to the prophet Jeremiah about 600 years before Jesus was born. Here's what God said through Jeremiah.
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
So like I said, this was written about 600 years before Jesus walked the earth. It was given to a people who had just, it seemed like, lost everything. The Israelites had gotten established in the Promised Land. Lots of time had passed, but they had drifted away from their relationship with God, and God was no longer providing them the protection that they had started to take for granted. The northern kingdom, Israel had been divided into. The northern kingdom fell to the Assyrians first, and then the Babylonians overtook it and were now occupying. And then it happened to the southern kingdom as well. And the worst thing of all that Jeremiah would have seen was that the city of Jerusalem, where the temple was overrun and destroyed by the Babylonians. This was a dark, dismal time for the Israelites. And you'd think that Jeremiah, being a prophet at that time, would have just had messages of doom and gloom. And you know what? There was some of that. Lots of lament, lots of sadness over what was happening to their nation, to their land, and so on. There was also hope in what Jeremiah was prophesying. He communicated hope that God had a plan, that even when everything looked like it was falling apart, like they'd lost everything, God still had a plan for them as a people. God had a plan for the human race. God was still at work. God would still be faithful to his promises, to his people, to his creation, even when we were terribly unfaithful, and even when it looked like everything was falling apart. That was the great news, even in a dark time. What Jeremiah spoke about was that God had a plan, that God was sending a new kind of king. And prophecy is always full of symbolism. It's hard to make sense of some of it. In this case, we see God was promising a coming king who would be a descendant of David, one of their greatest kings, and that king would be different from other kings. He would rule with righteousness. He would not be one of these despotic tyrants like they had experienced before or seen other nations or just been overrun by. No, in fact, this king would be different. This king would be a godly king, and there would be a supernatural quality to this king. He would be the King of Kings. Now imagine what kind of news this would have been for a people who'd been overrun, kicked out of their land, lost their temple, lost their capital city. Imagine what good news there would be here. A king is coming, a good king, a king who will restore what was always supposed to be, a king who will bring order to things that are currently disordered. Imagine what great news that would have been for a broken, sad people. Now imagine what good news this can be for us today. We're not in the exact same situation, literally, but figuratively we are. We're a people who were made to live in a close personal relationship with God in the Garden of Eden, in the Kingdom of God. That's what we were made for, and yet it's not where we are today. Forces of evil and darkness and sin and death have invaded our world, pushed us out of that relationship with God, and things aren't as they should be. This promise, given 600 years before even Jesus walked the earth, this promise was for us as well, to know that even when we see evil, sin, death in our world, it's not going to be the end of the story, that there is hope, even in dark times. We'll explore that more this week, but in the meantime, here's a question to explore with your small group, which I hope you have one. If you don't yet, please do start a small group. Find some people you can discuss our challenges with, invite them to check out Redeem the Commute. You can do it through their website, through a web browser, through our app on an iOS or Android device, or even through podcasts. All the information they need is at redeemthecommute.com. Tell them about us, have them watch the videos or listen to podcasts on the same days as you, and then discuss whenever you are together. So here's your question for today. In your opinion, which promise is the most amazing of God's fulfilled promises? Why? In a general overall sense, how did Jesus fulfill God's promise here in Jeremiah? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.